you mentioned the term smart cities. I guess to many listeners, that might not be something that they're familiar with. I mean, what is a smart city and why is it a good idea?
The idea behind smart cities is not for us to have drones flying around. It's not for us to have the uber high tech around us. The idea for a smart city is that we provide to the citizens everything they need at the time they need and where they need it. So the idea is that we would have more beds in hospital. We would be able to contain pandemic by looking at the data. We would provide better education by collecting data and processing information in real time and ensuring people have access to better transportation systems and a fair cost for transport, for housing, for energy, for water. It's to ensure that we have clean water when a house is built, we have electricity and internet connection available. So smart cities is all about this, creating a city that will mirror the society we are building them for. So if we have a lot of people who are senior citizens, we have to cater the city for those individuals and ensure that the technology is understandable by them, that we also cater services to those people. So that's why the one-size-fits-all approach will never work, because we also have to think about the culture of a city. So we cannot assume that the same technology developed in a city will work in another one. That's why we have to take into account the society we are building them for, the digital readiness, the culture, their expectations of citizens. Then we can achieve what we call a smart city, which is a city that will provide the services to the citizens at the time they need, where they need, and when they need it.
I mean, what you described there, a set of things like hospitals that have beds, schools where you want them. I mean, isn't that what politicians should be doing at this moment? So what is a smart city that gives an advantage over what we're currently doing?
Is that we can instrument the city and collect data in real time and then have that result processed by machine instead of us humans processing that by hand.